In 1943, a Marine pilot kept a diary during his service in World War II. It chronicled the lieutenant's missions flying against the Japanese in the Pacific, his parties between missions, and his love for a girl back in Nashville, Tennessee. The young lieutenant was shot down and never came home. His diary, nearly forgotten for over 60 years, was discovered recently and read by his sweetheart for the first time. Back in 1940 in Nashville, two students seated alphabetically in class at Vanderbilt University share a book and fall in love. Violet Jane Watkins and Charles C. Winia dated for 3 quick months that fall, but as Watkins recalls, there was war between Germany and Britain, and the brewing conflict forced them to suspend any plans for the future.
Charles and I both felt that we should stop fooling around, that America should and should go into the war wholeheartedly for Britain. So he left Vanderbilt and went off to, he wasn't sure whether he was going to join a Canadian force or what, but he ended up in our own Marines.
So you think you really got to know him in 3 months, or he got to know you?
Well, I do think that our friendship, our relationship was, of course, deepened by the letters.
January 7th, 1943. Heard from V.J. Watkins, written on 9 November 1942, while I was between Miami and San Diego. Won't allow communications to so lapse again. I hope someday to make her Mrs. CCW. February 12th, 1943. Late mail brought third letter from V.J. Though we haven't seen each other since December 1940, we seem to have strong natural interest, anxiously awaiting further developments. Charles Winia.
How often did you write?
Oh, a couple of times a week. Sometimes, Charles, you know, they were flying a lot of missions, sometimes 2 and 3 missions a day, and sometimes he was so tired when he wrote that his handwriting was shaky.
February 26, 1943. We are still greatly outnumbered, but we think we can give them hell and get out with a whole skin. Dangerous waters. March 15, 1943. Letter from VJ and mother. VJ's snapshot arrived. It really set me to wondering. Either it is a lousy picture, I hope, or she is quite changed and getting dumpy. Let's hope not. Charles Winia.
He thought maybe you were kind of letting yourself go there.
I wish I could remember. I didn't know that I'd ever sent him one, but I do know that back then there was a style of rather full skirts, which were, I think, anything but becoming, and probably, I can't imagine why I sent it.
Well, it didn't stop him from pining away for you. I mean, even went out with a girl or two in Sydney, I believe, and
oh, yeah.
The experience only reminded him of what he was missing. He found them wanting.
Well, that, of course, was what I hoped would happen.
Parents got involved in this. Charles writes of his mother contacting you, and he got in touch with your father. What was all that about?
Well, I think Charles had been brought up in a somewhat old-fashioned way about some things. I think he was probably writing to my father that he wanted to marry me and would like my father's approval. My father, who was a physician, was naturally very, very busy with all the young doctors off at war, and he intended to write Charles, but he had not done it when he was shut down.
Do you still have any of the letters he wrote to you?
Yes. I finally tucked most of them away, but I do have his last letter still, where I let myself read it occasionally. Of course, it has the military address, 1st Lieutenant C.C. Winia, USMC, 29th June, 1943. Dear V.J., received the first mail in quite a while today. As for the name, he's talking about his airplane there, as for the name, that has changed. The new one is named Southern Violet. Guess who was the subject of such a dubious honor? As for when the lights go on again, they shall go on for me, the moment we're together again. I don't think they'll ever go out, at least in my heart. By the time you receive this, you'll have had...
Charles Winia wrote his last letters 3 weeks before he was shot down over the Solomon Islands. Winia's diary was kept by a Marine friend and pilot. It was discovered in the now-deceased man's garage 5 years ago behind his drill press. Diary hobbyists quickly started looking for Winia's VJ.
In an impossible coincidence, Violet Jane Watkins was identified by internet-savvy researchers at Agnes Scott College in Atlanta, Georgia. They made the connection when processing Watkins' donation to the school. Soon, Watkins read Winia's diary for the first time.
The letters do much more. That's why I don't let myself read the other letters, and I read this last letter to myself only very occasionally. They're more the Charles that I knew, but even just the diary, of course, naturally did revive a lot of memories. Not that they'd ever departed, but it was an emotional experience, yes.
You never married?
No, but that was not entirely because of Charles. That would sound, you know, like an impossibly deathless romance. But, well, as a matter of fact, there were a few guys who were foolish enough to propose, but I was interested in teaching, and I never was, well, maybe it was because of Charles. I was never quite able to make up my mind.
So maybe if Charles had survived the war, he still would have had his work cut out for him when he got home?
Well, I was never 100% sure, but I think if he had come back and still been really serious about the thing, we would have gotten together all right. We had a very happy few months there. In fact, I neglected my Vanderbilt studies grievously, but it was worth it.
Violet Jane Watkins is now 85 years old and lives in Nashville, Tennessee. She reads Charles Winia's last letter at npr.org.